Terego District have been accused of having poor attitude towards supporting their children's education. The matter came up during a recent meeting of the education stakeholders at the district headquarters organized by Approaches to Rural Community Development. Gloria Daru, the Deputy Speaker, Terego District, says many parents are engaged in other activities instead of making follow-ups about the condition of their children at school.
Primary school studying, is it crucial for a child's learning? So this one here definitely needs the parents who are their idol, not knowing, for them thinking that every day they are sending children to school, but in reality, when they also contribute, when they reach somewhere, they don't finish. Do we have a purpose or a target for sending these children to school? It means as a parent, as an individual, you must at least put some effort.
Similarly, Wilfred Zaka, Terego District Chairperson, also revealed other factors that contribute to poor performance in schools in Terego District.
Education is supposed to be a deliberate investment, and the responsibility is that of government and the parents to change this. Leaders going to lock doors of institutions. The teachers are combining podcasts. Someone is locking the teacher's office. A school is next to a sub-county, and the sub-county chief is there. It means the problem is that of the DEO.
Some teachers present in the meeting also identified factors that demotivate them from concentrating in classes.
At the times, also because of low salary, some teachers also resorted to doing business. In the morning, they are there, in the afternoon, they are not there. So it is true that at least about the salary, the government will also say about it. And also, the district also, we need to also take more interest going to see these schools. Some of our schools are very far.
Alex Otim, the deputy Kao Terego District, said the district has been committed to improving the education standard by correcting some of the hindrances. He also spoke about some of the challenges.
Mobilize parents to send children to school, and also for parents to support school programs. The attitude has changed. In the past, parents used to participate in school programs, like packing ropes for teachers, singing Kettler tunes in schools, but these days everything has been left for governments. This is my appeal to my colleagues, parents. Teachers are also parents. They also have their children going to school. We need to pull up our socks